I'm Delia Mellis, a professor of history. Track 2. If you are not already on the northwest corner of the intersection, cross to it so that you are standing near the Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture. You probably arrived here by subway, like many of the 200,000 newcomers who came to Harlem between 1900 and 1930. Unlike you, though, most of them came from rural areas and small towns in the American South and the Caribbean. They were looking for jobs, security, and better housing. They emerged from the subway to a babble of voices who used this spot to air their views. Find the plaque affixed to the corner of the building identifying this spot as Speaker's Corner. Read the plaque. Garvey was one of many speakers here. They represented a political range, militant and accommodationist, radical and reformist, hopeful and foreboding. These sometimes conflicting voices highlight Harlem's position as the black intellectual center of the early 20th century.
Let it not be like hogs.
Cross 135th Street to the south side and listen to the rest of this track. For migrants and immigrants, this was a new and striking landscape. Its wide boulevards, fancy buildings, and panoramic views set Harlem apart, especially from the overcrowded Lower East Side where most immigrants and migrants had settled. The solidity and beauty of the neighborhood was a draw and a source of pride for black newcomers in the early 20th century who came to stay. This was another difference from the Lower East Side, which ended up being a point of entry but not a permanent home for most of its residents. While much has changed since then, Harlem still retains those physical traits. When you get to the south side of the street, pause the podcast and start working on your map, including this intersection. Note the width of the avenues and the diversity of the architecture.